Yes, hello. My name is Joshua from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for other names. Sorry?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Oh, great. May I speak with Anthony?
That's who you talking to.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, Anthony Jordan. Great. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2 years? 3 to 10 years? 11 to 25? 20 to 41 plus?
I don't know. I joined the union back in 1992.
Back in 1992? So that probably will be 31 years, so 26 to 40 years?
Yeah, I don't work no more now, but I also worked non-union up till 1992 from the age of 13.
Oh, but you are already retired, you said, right? But thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah,
okay.
My body's no good no more.
Okay, but your opinion is still important to us, sir. So now that you are familiar in the field, of course, I'm going to ask you, what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher? Mason helper finisher, tile setter, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, brick layer.
I enjoy laying the brick. I enjoy laying the block, and that's about it. I'm a good sawman.
I understand, but would you say then stone mason, PTC restoration, cement mason?
Yeah, stonework. Yeah.
Stone mason, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I'm a German bricklayer. That's all I say. We laid brick block.
Okay, correct. So journey level mechanic, right?
German, yes.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear that.
German. Full-fledged bricklayer, blocklayer.
All right, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm disabled.
You're disabled, right, exactly.
Been that way for quite a while.
I totally understand, sir. Approximately, and I'm sorry to hear that, of course, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months?
Anytime I wanted work, I was able to work. You know, union kept me busy.
21 plus weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks.
I could tell you, but I never had time off. I mean, union kept me busy.
Let's go straight to the answers. I'm giving you the options. Correct. So it would probably be 21 plus weeks because you said that you retired, right?
Yeah, well, I retired because I'm disabled.
I totally understand. I apologize for that, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No. Absolutely not.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, I really couldn't tell. I don't get out that much. But whenever I see a construction site, I always got to pull over and look at it.
Right, but the options, again, sir, are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, same number as this time last year.
Fewer.
No worries, I will always give you the options as well. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, right. We're 23% complete, almost done. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I have no idea.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for your opinion. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Well, I think it's going to be less because the Macy's getting ready to pick up. They're going to put two more Chrysler plants up for the batteries to run these cars.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So there's going to be a lot of work.
Yes. Thank you. I understand, sir. And it's being recorded as well, your opinion. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably stay about the same.
Thank you for your opinion. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
There's always fall risk.
Fall risk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, on the scaffolds.
Exactly. Very important. And your opinion is very important as well. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing.
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
Nope.
Okay. We are 39% complete. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, when I work, there's always a representative coming around at least once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Okay. You would say regularly maybe, right?
Yeah, regular, yeah.
Thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So, okay, I'm going to read you the items. Radio, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media. Please rank those from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are at the least likely to get your news from.
The news would be number 1, my local news.
So local news would be number 1,
yeah.
Okay, number 2? Radio.
Neighbors,
friends,
neighbors, neighbors. Brands.
Okay,
yeah.
Number 2, friends and neighbors. How about number 3? Cable news, radio, print or
cable
news.
Cable news.
Cable news, thank you.
Yeah.
How about number 4? Would it be radio, print or online?
I never pay attention to radio, so.
Okay. So maybe print or online newspapers or the internet or social media will be number 4.
Never social media. And
never
I get a, I get an, union, catalog every so often. That's been no different things.
Okay. So we can rank it as local TV news programming, number 1, friends and neighbors, number 2, cable news, number 3, print or online newspapers, number 4, radio, number 5, and the internet or social media, number 6, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Perfect. We're 52% complete. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, education, or something else?
immigration, because
immigration.
They're not giving our people, our American citizens, the jobs, but they're letting Spanish people come over here and giving them jobs. So
I totally
I'm not all for that.
Okay, your opinion is very important. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures the payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, thank you. We're 57% complete. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
No answer for that one.
Okay, there's also more options, both of them or neither?
No answer to that one.
No worries then, okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Oh, I'd say the United Auto Workers.
Do you support somewhat more or much more the United Auto Workers?
Much more.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. We are 61% completed. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Disapprove.
Okay.
Disapprove all of it.
All of them? Let me just read them to you and you tell me if you strongly
I don't
disapprove.
Like Joe Biden.
You don't like Joe Biden, right? Your opinion. Okay, so you disapprove his job as a president overall? Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strong disapproval.
Strongly disapproval. And how about his job on immigration? Do you strongly approve or do you somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly, you said, right? Strongly or somewhat? Strongly, right?
Strongly.
How
yeah,
about
he's bringing people
affairs?
Over here don't belong over here.
Correct. And how about foreign affairs? Strongly disapprove? Somewhat disapprove? Strongly
approve? I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. How about his job on support for labor unions?
Yeah, I approve of that.
Do you approve, strongly approve or somewhat approve his
job? Strongly approve.
Okay, how about his job on health care?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve, right? Or somewhat disapprove, okay. And how about his job on the economy?
He doesn't, I guess he's doing all right. I don't see no big improvements, so.
No big improvements. So would you say, do you somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or somewhat approve, or?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you.
Somewhat approve.
We're 70% complete, almost done, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I have no idea, buddy.
Okay,
no worries. They want to play games about shutting our everything down and let it go and this, that. Everybody wants their back scratched. Nobody wants to do the work.
I understand. Thank you for your opinion. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yeah, I probably will vote.
You will probably vote, right? Thank you.
Yes.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay. We're 77 complete. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Perfect. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. On your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I could not answer that because I have no idea.
Okay.
That's the reason I'm just a bricklayer.
No worry. Thank you so much. Your opinion is very important. On your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Finding more jobs.
Finding more jobs. Thank you.
Yeah, keeping the bricklayers working.
Keeping the bricklayers working.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, sir. It's extremely important. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, union meetings, text, SMS, or job site?
Mail.
Mail. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more to the BAC, that are important to the BAC, never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. We're 90% complete. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you so much, sir, for your opinion. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, may I ask, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
White, Italian.
White, Caucasian, you said, right?
Yes, white.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Anthony.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you for your participation, okay?
Yep. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening as well, sir.
Yep.